after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to San Jay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
All right. What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Life and Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And every Wednesday in the show, we're bringing you what we call Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday. And, hey, man, you never know what's going to go on a Wednesday show. It's always full of surprises. We usually be talking about something a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You just never know. So,
yeah.
But anyways, man, got a lot on our plate today. We got a guest who will be interviewing. Aboard Rob, a.k.a. the NYC CEO. We will be chopping it up with him here momentarily. And we're talking to him about how you can best jumpstart your business and how to best handle some hardships that come with being in business from time to time. So can't wait to chop it up with him. Very, very, you know, not only is he a very great business mind, but he's also a young person as well. So it's always great for people that, you know, your peers to kind of share how they got started and just kind of share some of the hardships they may went through or still going through and how they can help you out. So definitely make sure you take a pen down and write some of the stuff down, share it with your friends, because it's going to be some valuable information getting ready to happen. But anyway, got a lot. So much stuff we got on the plate for today. We'll be talking about some, you know, some of my nerdy people that's like myself. We got, my God, and Bethesda. Y'all own y'all stuff. Bethesda has great marketing, very, very great marketing, because about a few months ago, they had this little black and white, please stand by like a screen up on their website. Now, usually when you see that, that's usually a sign of, you know, that's usually a sign of what's going on for a particular game, and that game usually is tied to that. It's usually Fallout, usually some of the Fallout series. And of course, they took it down the site for a little bit, then they put it back up. But then now, this time it was up, but it had a countdown clock. They picked it up yesterday, so the countdown clock was just countdown until the trailer came out for the game. And let me tell you, if you're as much of a nerd as I am, you got a reason to be excited, because
We've been waiting for another fallout for longer. And we always got a magic, me and my brother always got a magic rule. You always, a new Fallout game usually comes out, you know, because a lot of people wait for a while, and there was no Fallout game coming out. It usually tends to come out after an Elder Scrolls, a new Elder Scrolls game comes out or whatever. Because, and what they do is they think, because the Elder Scrolls games always have the newer engine, and so the Fallout game that happens after them usually uses those engines in their games. So, man, the Elder Scrolls engine is pretty good, so a lot to be excited about. I said, well, if you're a nerd, you get it. You're not a nerd, you're going to get it too. I just simplified basically the game is going to look nice and it's going to run pretty smoothly. That's the breakdown of that. And another reason why people like this game, like myself, is that it's one of those games that, just like if you're a fan of Call of Duty, it's not necessarily a multiplayer game. So that is one thing I had to tell you up front. But it's a good one-player game. Like, you're pretty much, it's one of those games where you're not going to beat it overnight. Like, you are going to spend some time playing this game. And all the side quests and whatnot, it literally take you a year to play this game. And I don't know about y'all, that is exciting. I like games that you get the value out of the game and then some. So a lot of these games, I mean, I used to go to Blockbuster when Blockbuster was open. I used to go to Blockbuster, rent the game. Then you would play the game, take it back. Sometimes you could play the game, like, because you know, I always had, like, the newer ones had a shorter release span or whatever. And so as you could play the game in that release time, you get a free, take it back, and you got this game for this long. And then you can literally beat the game within that short span and take it back because it was just so easy. It was so quick to beat. And sometimes you look back and you go, man, if I would have bought this game, I'd be pissed off. Now, some games, like, their campaigns are pretty fast. If you move pretty fast, you can get them done, like, 48 hours or whatnot. But a lot of games, like the Call of Duty of the world or whatnot, they have great replay value due to the fact that they have multiplayer. Fallout, pretty good. If you're a person that likes to do adventure and people that like to think on their own, Fallout is one of them games because, especially New Vegas, when you play that, you got all these different ways. If you chose this way, it was going to completely affect the game in a whole another spectrum. So if you pick this faction, it's going to make the game go this way. You pick this faction. And so it was like those Goosebumps books. Like, the end of the book is going to end completely different. And it was going to go different throughout the way, based off which path you chose. And there's not any right or wrong path. I mean, you can literally switch on the fly and whatnot, but you always got to be careful of this. God, if they keep that in this new one, I'm so excited. Yes. And another great thing I've always liked about the Fallout games are the music. Like, that's like the old music, like the 50s and 60s music. And so that's why, you get those songs stuck in your head, and you're like, oh, my God, like, people, how you know, like, when an older person sees you singing some of these songs, you're like, how the heck you know about that song? You're like, man, shit, he had it on Fallout, that's how I know about this song. So, man, we're going to, on that note, we'll go to the music break. What, I'm going to do the music break? Actually, let's play one of the songs from one of the Fallout games. I mean, this song stands out. And it's like almost every game is pretty much had an Ink Spot song. So, big up to Ink Spot, this song is. And the thing is, they take old songs that kind of is weird. They tell the story of the game. I'm like, wow, like, okay, the game bases up some of these songs. Oh, my, it's crazy. But, all right, here we go. This is Ink Spot. I don't want to put the world on fire.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you, no other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love, and with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love, and with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start flame in your heart.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on The Dusk Spot.
Beautiful. All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J. Yes, if you tune, you when you tuned in, you was hearing the music, and you're like, "What is this? This is old?" Yes, you weren't. This, you weren't hearing stuff. This was this show playing it again. The roots ain't played it because the Ink Spot almost set the world on fire. It was correlation of Fallout 4 trailer coming out today, which that song is from Fallout 3. So, big ups to that. Great game. You're one of those people that get interested in games, and you like adventure, thank you later. But when Fallout 4 comes out, get it. And before I bring my guests on here in a second, I want to make sure I take my time to get the word out about these great people over at Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice in a free 30-day trial membership. Let's go to audibletrial.com/CeddyJ, that's CeddyJ, and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Let's go to audibletrial.com/CeddyJ, that's audibletrial.com/CeddyJ, and get started in. All right, so I want to go ahead and bring you to the show very special dude was making some moves. And what I just like about on Facebook is, or just any social media, because a lot of people, but he's doing this to fool around. I mean, I goof around and stuff too. But a lot of times what I do with social media is network with people. And in this case, there's a person that reached out to me and just talked to me. Or, hey, you know, we were just chopping up about themselves in the industry and just business minding stuff. It's like, man, do it quick, bam. We was cool. So I want to welcome to the show my boy Rob, a.k.a. the NYC CEO. What's up?
Hello.
How you doing, my brother?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm just listening in. I wasn't sure if I could even be heard. How's it going? Good evening, everyone.
What's up, man? We're glad to have you. You know, it's always good to have good dudes on the show that's being positive and trying to empower people.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time as well. I'm humbly blessed to even be on here tonight.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's earned. I mean, I watch what you do, and, you know, at the top of the year, I think you're about a thicker man. We got to get this dude on the show. He definitely will be able to spread some stuff to people.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm shocked. I'm like, when you first invited me on, I was like, what? I was like, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
Whatever I could be able to share, you know, as far as my experiences, what's the best way to go? You know, I always believe as much love, grace, and style and consideration, respects that I have for the general public, you know, it kills me to see all that's going on in the world. And at the same sense, I figure why not tie myself to things that's going to be able to not only benefit my family and setting up an empire, but also to assist everyone else, you know, following that. There's a lot of people in need. There's a lot of people in need, tons of people who would love great opportunities, but they don't know where to go, where to turn, you know, who to trust to accept these opportunities from, you know, and it's a big picture. You know how they say pay attention to the bigger picture? Well, this picture is extremely huge.
Well, definitely. And, like, so with that great big picture and whatnot, let's dig deep into there and whatnot. Like,
sure.
If I'm a person that's trying to, you know, that's looking around and wanting to get started in business, especially being as a young person, a lot of times, you know, you want to, in our youth, we tend to want to turn up more or whatever. And it's all these distractions, but if you got to be focused. Like, how do you find that niche to get started in trying to build a business brand and just kind of expand it?
Well, mainly it's our, first and foremost is out of sheer blessing. You know, I wouldn't be standing for representing anything that I'm currently into if it wasn't for that. And the road's been rough. Many trials and tribulations. I've accomplished many errors, you know, and I still am. But for the most part, it's about the motivation and determination to not give up. You know, when things are tough, my habits are, and this is how I've built myself, we got to always have that inner voice within ourselves, you know, to check ourselves, you know, to always reevaluate ourselves. Rechecking on what our wants are, you know, what's more important between wants and needs for ourselves, you know, any of our loved ones around us, if we really mean anything or people mean, for those who mean something to us, where do we want to take that? You know, if they mean something to us, then we can only imagine what we may mean to someone else. You know, whether people know us or not, something I love to say is, I don't need to know you to have love and respect for you, you know, to wanting to help you. So there's a lot that drives me and, you know, a lot that I've witnessed in life. You know, it mainly stems from the hardship. I got to admit, if I didn't have it as hard as I did, I might not be as motivated and determined as I am today, honestly.
I agree with you totally.
Because a person who is not – groomed and you know, able to build that I call it the life's body armor. You know, we're not able to build that defense mechanisms. Then how do we really build something that's so deep and meaningful to us? We have to mean something to us first, you know, before we can do anything for anybody else. So there's a lot of meaning behind it. My whole thing is, with building businesses, I never had the business mindset of, oh, I want to start a company. I just had the hustle shit mentality of, I got to grind. I got to make this money. I want to make this money. And I have plenty of goals and dreams. You know, the goals and dreams start out as a kid, of course, and we never really capitalize off of the ideas, the thoughts, the passions of what really build our interests. You know, it's all on your degree of importance. How important are your degrees to you? Degrees in what? Degree level of degrees in accomplishments. You know, what do you want to accomplish? How big is it to you? You know, why do you want to accomplish this? You know, I've had people ask me on many occasions, why do you go so hard? Like, not why do you want to work in business, not why do you want to have your own company, but why do you do it all? You know, what really pushes you to do it all? And I'm like, the world we live in, there's been many, many pioneers, you know, leaders, people who have paved the way before us. And I'm always saying, I'm really moved by an energy force that's definitely before my time, because I'm only 29, I'll be 30 this year, and I never even thought I'd have the mindset on being interested in the many different things that I am. You know, like wanting to really, wanting to really get into nonprofit organizations that are geared towards overshadowing the system of welfare and public assistance, you know, really building something and having something that's to equip the many impoverished with all that they're struggling with, you know, food, clothing, and shelter, as well as supplying them with work that's earning far beyond what is minimum wage today. You know, things are only showing how it's getting worse. You know, we have the wrong type of people around us handling the wrong type of business. So we got to equip ourselves. You know, how does the saying go? It's best to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Have it, yes.
You know, so I think a lot about areas like that. You know, what if this was to happen today or tomorrow? What if the value of the dollar was to drop to zero, and now people who have embedded and involved their whole lives, blood, sweat, and tears into working for someone else, and now the money's worth nothing, so what are we left to do? Act like savages? No, we got to equip ourselves. Be smart now before tomorrow. So that way, if anything were to ever happen, we can actually say, wow, I am so glad I did X, Y, and Z. You know, so my whole meaning in business also began with, I'm the consumer. We're all customers first. So when you witness things on the opposite end, and you're like, oh, man, what can I do to make this area better or make this environment of business better? Me as an individual, what kind of positive germ can I spread? The same way negative germs are spread every day and everybody clings and ties on to the negatives, why can't we reverse the roles and do that with positive? So when I'm shopping or I'm dealing with customer service calling and all that, and these people don't even understand the same language, or they have these dialects and accents from all these different countries, they're not able to side with us because they don't even know what we're going through over here. Same way we can do the same with them. You know, all we can do is just involve limitless positive energy and work with them. It's unnatural to have to deal with customer service and it be an automated service at that. You know, so I'm like, nah, we got to bring it back to personal, where everything is a, you know how the old school do it, you know, word of mouth. Well, we got to stop being so afraid and listening to the system, tabloids and media and all that nonsense, come together and benefit each other. Not be afraid of dealing and interacting with the different personalities. If a person is carrying themselves out of context, work with the person. We don't know what each other's gone through. You know, people go through things, have been put through a lot of different things in this world. So we just got to be patient and work with each other. Stop being so quick to get or swole up in the neck. You know, we're not going to benefit that way. So a lot of these deep core things that I've represented is what pushes me in business, because the world of business is looked at upon in a very negative way, you know, but it can be positive. You know, people are afraid to trust you. People are afraid to look into what you're talking about. I'm like, listen, I'm not here to persuade or convince you, because I don't want to do that. I'm no longer a salesman the way I used to be.
You're here to provide options to people.
That's right.
And then you make the choice if you want to do it, but I'm not here to hassle you. Like, a lot of people get
that's right. That's right. And it's so crazy, brother, that people even ask me, hey, pitch me, sell me, convince me. And I'm like, why would you want me to do that? Because if I really got into that role of doing that, you may not like me after you make your purchase. Like, wait a minute.
Right.
I think I just got tricked.
You know, I'm going to notice this. Like, a person knows that they're going to, they pretty much know they're going to get something or buy something.
Or
you most, yeah, pretty much on jump. Now, mm-hmm. and so you, now, as far as the convincing, I don't really say convincing. They just want compelling, you know, the follow up of, you know, they're inquiring more about what they already sold on.
Yeah, what they already know. You know, we're adults. We know every adult knows right and wrong unless they're mentally disturbed in some way, shape, form, fashion. You know, after we become adults, there is no excuse after that. You know, so we doomed ourselves. You know, we trick ourselves into a whole lot. I call it the mind tripping effect. You know, I don't want to get belligerent, but you know, it's the reverse role of that. You know, as long as we're not mind tricking ourselves and face the situation straight up, exactly what it is, we will not go wrong from there. A lot of people actually, like certain individuals I come across, because they might have some flaw. Like we're humans. We're not perfect. So if I'm saying certain things that's representing unlimited positiveness, energy, and power to further help us and be able to further empower others, don't look at me negatively. Like I'm trying to put you down because you have faults and flaws and things that you might regret with yourself. I have nothing to do with that, you know? People actually look at
it. It's what's a trip, too, is like something I saw on your page that I agree with well, which kind of goes over what you're talking about, where people, they read stuff and don't, and they assume, they want to assume from it. Like it was one of the points that you had made about college education. And like so many people are, oh, I got to go get this degree. And it's, which drives me nuts a lot of times, because a lot of people, they get this degree and then it's like, and then what?
Yeah, I
work in them. I'm looking at them like, but how do I work? How am I in a higher position than you at my job? I'm a little confused on that. So how is that a selling point for me?
That's right.
And I remember this quote, like, and I got to tell you, I paid these people pages, and you were saying, because then you went on, because I know people's in their feelings, what you say, college education don't mean nothing? No, it's not that. It's the fact that too many people, they just going to get, they're going to get the papers, but they're not learning how to obtain skills.
That's right.
Obtain skills
that's
in some
right.
type of way. Like,
that's right.
Okay, so I go to school. I cannot stand until somebody gets a piece of paper and they're a pre-med or whatever, and I ask them a simple medical question they should know on top of their head, and they can't tell me that. That worries me.
That's right.
Like, how are you a pre-med again? Explain that to me.
Yep. You know why? Because it's keys missing. You know, people are. I mean, it's a trick. It's a financial trick. You know, the whole schooling system was never designed and made up or invented to make people smart. It was invented to force people into complying with the system.
Yeah.
You know, that the whole seats in a row, you know, walking in a line from elementary, you know, all the way on up, or going from class to class, is to get people into a system. And it's working. I mean, it still is working. You got people thinking, yeah, you know, I'm going to school for this. I have so many, I mean, way more past friends and even relatives, more than the fingers on my hands and toes, who PhD, master this, doctorates in that, and working at McDonald's. You know, it says a lot about this broken system that the general...
Yeah, I saw a woman like in the Workforce Commission, and she was, you know, she was in the class, and this woman had a freaking master's degree. I'm saying, like, what? Wait, how are you...
What are you doing here?
I'm confused.
And it's when you have that, when you see that, because it's all over the place. That is literally all over the place. It's a combination of the powers that be who are in these companies. When you sit in front of their face in an interview, it is up to them whether they want to hire you or not. We're on the other end applying for the job, so we don't know what's their demographic of selection. They're never going to point that out to us. The same way they say, well, hey, it is not your duty or job to disclose what you're getting paid, so you can't talk about that and tell anybody else about what you're getting paid. That's something you shouldn't talk about. We never ask why. We never ask why.
No, that was the stupidest thing in the world. It still to this day is. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. How often?
I believe if we're going to go to college, You don't complete high school to go to college to train yourself to work for someone else. I'm sorry. College realm, college environment is the perfect realm that if you're going to get a degree, you got to be strong-willed. You got to be like 50 Cent, animal ambition, and literally be into building your own with the mindset of after I get this or even throughout me getting this, I'm going to start handling the pre-steps of my business or businesses or empire, whatever have you. You know, I don't see college as go ahead.
Yeah, because, like, but with that, it's like this, too, is like what I was laughing at is that the person, and don't get me wrong, clap me hands, some hands up to you, but the people that say, oh, yeah, I don't never go out or anything. I just stay in my room and study. And so, and then that's why. So I don't really know anybody on campus and all that. But then the person who moves around on campus and knows people, what they're doing is they're building connections. Those connections build up to help you in your own thing later on. Again,
that's
what you
said,
in your own.
That's right. You got to know how to rub those elbows and network. I mean, I was taught that when I was 14. A millionaire told me, you have to know how to make your own opportunities. You know, you want to do something, it's best to invent. You got to know how to think outside the box. You can't always conform, you know, because, again, conforming is only going to keep us in need, make us miserable on why we've let go of our dreams and goals, you know. Oh, because I had to live like this. I had to support and provide for my family. You can do all of that and still live up to your goals and dreams. It's just by working. You got to put in that work. You know, I'm not going to say hard work, you know, because there's plenty of ways to work simple but consistent and things still work out. The whole key is really not hard work but consistency.
Damn.
You know, that's the real power. People get so stuck into hard work pays off because of the lifestyle, you know, the typical Americanized lifestyle of every position, every realm, from a sports figure to a celebrity to an impoverished person with any type of work level experience, you know, corporate, all these areas, when you really study it and look at it, it's not hard work when you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. If you're a baseball player, what do? You swing a bat. You obviously you got to work out and maintain that position. If you're a paper pusher, paralegal, or whatever have you, you're doing the same thing day in, day out. The key is, again, consistency and understanding what you're doing. You know, keeping it simple on yourself. We as human beings, we make everything difficult and harder on ourselves than what it has to be, really. That's really what it is. I have a big voice. I have a whole lot to share with people, but I'm waiting for the right time. I'm not trying to be a politician or nothing, but trust me, there will be a lot of people knocking on my door at some point when I start helping people the way that I am going to start helping people. Go ahead.
Backtrack before I make the other point. It's crazy because me and you only about a year apart, because I turned 29 this year. So like I said, it's always great to see other people who are young like myself that like we're like light years ahead of what where a lot of people think. Like, and a lot of times, I hate when older folks see you and then they see you just he can't be serious. Oh, it's not really nothing he's doing.
Yeah,
do that because of your age, and it drives me insane.
It's intimidating to a person with too much weakness, and
right.
That's another reason. Like I face it straight up directly. That's exactly what it is. It's weakness. We allow our own weaknesses of being imperfect humans to get in the way of others wherever we can. And that's what's keeping everything. When we say, oh, this is a crazy world we live in, the earth is not crazy. The trees, everything that sits and that came with the earth is not crazy. It's the people on it. Same thing I say about neighborhoods. People say, oh, that's a bad neighborhood. I wouldn't live there. Why? Why is the neighborhood bad? It's not the concrete beating up, robbing, and doing all kind of things to people. It's the people, you know? So it's about time we need, like I said, I'm always on the tip of we need more leaders, you know. All of our leaders are gone, you know. Majority of our leaders are gone. And I'm talking about those who really stood up for the people and really represented the people. We don't have that no more.
I can try to drum it. I'm going to start coining this now. I hate the drum majors. And what I mean by drum majors, like, the only time they want to stand up for something is when it's time to go march. Like,
yes,
okay, what do you see after
we
march?
We see eye to eye on that one, brother. Mr. Sunny, oh, man, you just hit it. Oh, man.
Can we stop marching? That's just
big...
like, all right, if my feet's starting to hurt. Like, we go after so much marching.
Can we
have a plan that goes after that?
That's right. And I'm not going to march knowing, like, okay, example. I'm currently a part of the 1 Million Youth Peace March. There's many, many major, important, powerful reasons why I'm a part of it. It's something new. It's been in existence for the last 5 years with Ms. Keetra Williams. I'm not sure if she's listening in. But just in case, I'd like to give a shout-out to her for giving me the opportunity of being aboard. She knows exactly what direction I'm heading in. We do see eye to eye on a lot. And you got to start somewhere. So my main thing is I really don't care what is going on or what's happening as long as it's in the right direction and it means positive and it means well, then why not still reach out in that form? But then to keep your eyes on a prize to target. So while I'm working with 1 Million Youth Peace March, I can still target the self-betterment of us, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly the point I was making.
Yeah, it's about us. We keep the system alive. More than anything else, we keep the system alive with our hardships. We keep the system alive with our success. You know, anything that we have going on, we keep the system alive. It's focused on us. All of the money that's being made, from designer wear to the freshest daily news or current events, it's all revolving and talking about and standing off of whose backs and shoulders? Us black folks. You know, I stand for us no matter what. Nowhere ever at all. I've studied many different word semantics throughout my studies, and I understand the play on words that a lot of people use in today's system. The higher up you go, no matter what realm you're going in, people use them all the time. Like, hey, Seti, stop using me. Why are you using me? That doesn't mean negative. It's best we stop using that word in a negative form. The word is misuse. You know, so it's all about our choice of words and what message we're really trying to send. We got to be careful because there is a whole lot of power in words. You know, you got that
right. It's like the one word I think gets, speaking of misused, I think that the word networking gets misused. Well,
of course.
I don't think it's necessarily that it gets misused. I think we need to be more, when you are saying you do something, you have to be more specific, which is mutual networking, because people say, well, let's network. Now, do you mean, and that's when you got to start, you know, honing in on, okay, when you say network, do you mean mutual networking or do you mean one-way networking? Because some people, they want networking and it's just about them. And
yes.
They're like, okay, when this is about you, they don't really want to hear it.
Yes, or let's network and it's really for you to support me, not for me to support you.
Right.
Yeah. We got to, and everything that I do, a lot of the people that I, or all the people I've come across, if I kept a resume of it, you'd be able to go back to them and they'll be able to tell you. Anything that I do is 50-50 straight down the middle, from income, earning, to our work ethic. You know, I dismiss a lot of people. I excuse a lot of people for expecting to ride off of my energy and my activity. A lot of people constantly want me to be a part of their thing, but their thing isn't holding any weight because it's weak fraudulence supporting it. You know, and again, back to analyzing, people don't think. What's the duty of the civilized? To teach the uncivilized. And in today's world, the uncivilized don't even know that they're uncivilized until they're came at correctly with the right, like I said, the right, it takes the right level of love, respect, and consideration. If the person is just that too lost, deaf, dumb, and blind, then they're going to take it in offense and just react like a total, what do you call it, a ratchet hood rat? You know, but
a thought, whatever, got a bunch of names.
Yes, a thought. I still feel weird saying that one. A thought.
I know, but I don't really say it. Should I be serious? It's a funny word. I merely say it just sounds so funny to say it. Like, where do y'all get this word? I know what it means, but
yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It sounds funny.
I can't identify.
Like,
yeah, it's funny.
You hear the strength that goes behind it.
It lets me know. it lets me know how backwards things are going.
Yeah,
we're so in agreement to tread backwards because we want to follow the people with the money. You know. Yeah. Okay. You might have dreams and goals of wanting to make that type of money, and it's fascinating, but work on your side. Don't work on their side. You know, they're in the positions they're in. It's cool. Still, because it seems cool, don't make it right. Like picking up a cigarette. You see everybody, to you, because you don't know no better, right? It's all on that your level of knowledge and information and mental, right? You looking at the group of people holding cigarettes, they might look cool in a corner or whatever, but that don't mean to go and do it. That still doesn't make it right. So same degree with what we allow ourselves to listen to and what we shouldn't listen to. And that's what represents the mental level of the people today. you're busy following the media, following, allowing the news. When you wake up in the morning, you turn on that TV or the TV's already on and you're hearing all this stuff on the news, we're allowing it to keep us in fear from making bigger, better, and wiser decisions for ourselves, our loved ones, and everybody. You know, if each of us perform just a little bit of positive each day to change our try and change our ways, forget about it. This world will be a much better place with the smallest, just the smallest of little effort. We would really be surprised if we only gave ourselves and each other a chance. Like, oh man, I didn't think you would have been into that. Yeah, because you're too busy trying to jump down my throat because you don't know me.
Mm.
You know, like on social media, I heard you mentioning a little bit before you introduced me to come on. The simple approach, like, I've been blessed where I can meet a person out of thin air. It does not matter where. And make a connection in some way, shape, or form. And people be like, oh, man, you're interesting. And that's because I move freely. I don't hold nothing to, I don't allow anything to hold me back, even in the most smallest activity, thought, word spoken, or activity. You know? And this is how we gotta be. Like, if you don't, the saying is so powerful, if you don't know who you are, then you don't know where you are going. You don't know where you should go. You know, people
right.
The biggest
thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, because another thing I see too is, like I said, like you said, the connection. Like, for instance, because, like, for instance, like, you have been on this that long, but you hit me up and we networked, and that's cool. That's what I like for my people that's on my list. And people always, oh yeah, my friend list is full. I'm not impressed by people whose lists on Facebook are full. Because that means they're just getting a bunch of people to add them. I like to have people on my list that when they add me, there needs to be some type of interaction. I live,
that's
like,
right.
Perfect example. I hit this girl up yesterday, and I wasn't trying to be no detective, detective stuff. I was more so trying to figure out, I was like, okay, I already did my due diligence of researching the person who added me. I said, oh, okay, oh, they on the top of their stuff. And so when I get to someone who just randomly asks me, and they are roughly the same, doing the same industry as me, I hit up, ask her, hey, oh, what led you to add me, whatever. You know, now it's some detective stuff. Like, I'm trying to figure out, man, can I network with this person? And, you know, she says, oh, I just saw you on someone's friend list. When people say that, it just really makes me step back and go, wow, that made you add me. All right. Because, I mean, if that's the case, and you're in the industry, I mean, you don't hit like, you know, there's not, like, what are you on the page for? Like, seriously, what did you add me for if you're not on there because you enjoy what I post on there, you're not on there to network with me anyway. Why are you on my page then?
Mm-hmm. See, and people come at me a lot, like, after we done spoke on the phone and I've gotten a taste of their mental, you know, like, I look at the mouth, at the tongue, to what rolls off that tongue to play as a window to what is in that person's head.
Exactly.
And you know, I always like to say, your thoughts become word become action. After that, you can't take it back. So when I speak to certain people and then I see what level they're on, I'm like, okay. All right, you know, I appreciate it. When they want to go into a whole bunch of regular conversation that's just so non-productive and up to nothing, right?
LOL, K, put one of the Facebook smiles in there.
I'm not doing nothing. I'm just sitting here bored. You know, I thank you very much for your time, sir, miss. It's been a pleasure. Take care.
I get so annoyed by that. Well, there's a joke I say on here a lot and on Facebook when I say, like, when I see you say they're bored, like, if I see somebody I know is in the industry and they say they're so-called trapped in the industry, if when I see you take the time out of your day to say the stupid stuff like you're bored or light my status if you're up, or like my status if you, you know, just doing that all day long. It's like you said, unproductive. Like, what do you mean, like, my pass you up?
You know, people
always bugs me because if you want to know who's up, there's this thing called Facebook timeline. Go down that timeline. Look at the time. Oh, this person put something on there about a minute ago. Guess what? There's a big chance that they're up. Find that person.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. See, that's you start a fire on me now.
Check this out. With social media as a whole, right? LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of them. They were all started for a bigger purpose, to be utilized in a more positive sense. Not, a certain form of entertainment, right? To keep the general public occupied, right? While other grown folks handle bigger and better fish frying of business, you know, because this is what the government does with us. They put obstacles in our way to blindside us, to take our focus off of the bigger picture at hand by coming out with all of these different methods of so-called entertainment. You know, from the video games, I can't stand a grown man just in front of the TV all day, all the time. Even when his lady or whoever he lived with might be at work, they get off of work, he's still in front of the TV talking about what is those crazy military games, Rainbow Six and all
Call
this crap.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, man. You better call your duty to being a man. Call your duty to being a man.
I don't have a problem with you, because I'm a game. I'm a casual gamer, I can say, because I have a lot of kids to spend on games. It don't last long. It's like about an hour.
As long as it's not all the time. It's like when it's a drug and you're just like, that's your life, and even when you're not on it, you talking and thinking and strategizing for when you get on it the next time. Like, there's a world out here that you live in. What are you doing? That's my approach about it. You know, if you're not working towards nothing at all, you know, that's where the issue begins. When you're not working on anything important at all to progress in this world, we were supposed to be seekers of knowledge and information to better ourselves, not to be sitting idle, wasting our lives away. Idle
just fell out for no reason.
Oh, man, it's a big issue, man. You know, when not even just the video games, but every form of entertainment, like, people get around me and feel awkward when I'm just one of those individuals who's not interested in what's not helping me. Like example, if I want to become better at math or reading or anything, then I'm going to do the things that's going to help make me better in those areas, not put all of my time into playing all these different games and social media games or watching all of these different sports. They don't pay me enough to do that. I'm sorry, they don't pay me nothing to do that. You know, like growing up in the hood, the ex-homies arguing and fighting with each other, it's almost to the point of fist fighting over who's going to win a game, and I bet you such and such. Listen, they're not paying me to go crazy over them like that. They're normal human beings like me. There's no way I can see myself going nuts over any of these celebrities like that. I've worked around Jay-Z, Beyonce, all these people before already. You know, even before that, I'm a humble person. Like, I don't look at them as anything than what they are. The material, I could care less about the material. They don't take care of nobody, no way. If they came through the hood once in a while and was giving out some things or doing something without giving out anything for free, but doing things to help the communities, then maybe I might go a little crazy, like, oh, man, I can't wait to catch up with so-and-so to work on such-and-such with so-and-so. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I talk about that all the time, too. I'm more so – I'm not really
I don't really clap my hand. I mean, and some people might feel some type of way about it, but I don't really just clap my hand
worry
for
that.
The person who gives, who comes in there and drops the money off. Okay, here's the money. Like, I want you to do the put the money into something that is involving people trying to do something long term, like job programs. Like, for instance, if you're an artist, the best thing I think you should do is, you know, you got all this money, take the money and instead of just, let me just give the money back to build a basketball goal. That's cool and all, but how about we do something like start the music programs or whatnot to encourage people to help them get to where I'm at if they possibly want to someday.
That's still good. But I'm about the root of the situation. We already know the shady music industry. You know how things are crazy with that. Everybody trying to rip each other off and at each other's necks for the buck because it's such a big gain, right? On a financial note.
Wait.
Why not we build or rebuild our own communities?
Does it hit the nail on the door now? Because my father, because to him was my dad making stuff happen. He actually is starting a thing called a new Black Wall Street here in Fort Worth, Texas.
And that's exactly what I'm interested in. That's what I'm interested in. Building.
Like a lot of people are not getting that. Like it's everything, and that's like with every product they have like Dust Spot. It's like for me versus that's why I tell people. Being on Facebook and being on Dustbox are two different things. I've warned my parents that everything I do has to have a much higher purpose than just whatever.
Yes. That's right. See, like when I think of or I hear of Black Wall Street, I have that picture, and I look at that picture every morning, you know, to understand a whole lot, to know that man they must have gone through a whole lot. But to get to becoming a Black Wall Street, it took some level of generation of father teaching son, you know, mother and father playing the role to raising kids to take on these steps and roles. This is what we have to do. It's when we think of change and help in today's world, we're looking at that one individual. As Black folks, we need to be thinking into our kids, grooming and molding our kids to be able to perform on a more solid level and note, to be sharper and better than us at these different tasks, you know, between building hospitals, you know, schools. My method of, if I'm going to build a school or work towards that, it's not going to be like the school system that stands today that teaches kids nothing. The basics, yes, that's something everybody needs. You know, the basic math, reading, you know, those type of levels. But as you go up and you're not using any of these crazy trigonometry and all this stuff, not unless you're going to be an architecture of some sort, you know, to involve these things, then there's no purpose to any of that. Again, everything in this economy and system is revolved around finances, and we still have not caught on to that. We still keep allowing ourselves to fall a victim, you know, to falling deeper in debt. And then if our mom or dad passes on, the kids take that debt. It's not fair and it's not smart. It's not cool, you know. Yes, you do have a lot of kids who are adults who resent their parents for, you know, like, man, why do you have to get into this? Because now I got to take on all this debt. Now my life is a bit crazy right now. Nah, we just got to be smart about the situation. And right now, I'm glad you brought me on the call because I also wanted to mention I'm a part of a whole lot. I know you know a little bit about the many different areas I'm into. The things that I'm involved in is so extravagant that I can really be able to change lives wholesale with basic, small, tiny amounts of income. And when it's required to purchase a business package and then purchase 1 gram of gold every week for only $65. We're not spending money because we're able to make that amount and way more back in return. You know, nothing that I allow myself to be a part of is for no reason to just, you know, not make sense. Everything I'm into, it has to make sense. Common sense. It has to cater to the common sense side of our needs. You know, what's more doable, you know, why we should do this. Because, like I said, the value of the dollar is declining while everything in the system and in life is going up. The inflation and cost of living is going up while the value of the dollar is going down. We got to smarten up.
It's funny you say that, because now all of a sudden the value of the dollar is going down. Now they want to release a Harriet Tubman deal now.
Man, with this gold company, you mentioned Black Wall Street. With this gold company, we can be Black Wall Street and more if we only came together with small numbers. So it's like, you know how you got your network marketing company dealing with bringing on hundreds and thousands of people just to become rich? You don't have to do that with this gold company, because gold automatically outweighs any currency in the world. In the world, not just America, gold overpowers, this type of currency exchange gold overpowers any currency paper money in the world today. This is that gold that back in the day the cowboys and Indians was fighting over, trying to get to the gold mines and you know, gold rush and all these stories we've heard of. You know, it's on that level. And I never even knew I'd be a part of something like this, but I am. It's a beautiful thing. And like I said, I'm just out to help people. We gotta smarten up.
Now, all right, so Ben, I want you to do now, so you're coming to a close. I want you to let people know where they can keep up with all the projects you have going on and how they can possibly get involved with some of that.
Okay, sure. My Facebook is actually, please get a pen and paper if you don't have one already, is the NYC CEO. So the NYC is one word, the NYC, and then the second word, which is the last name, is CEO, the NYC CEO on Facebook. You can inbox me, add me. I have IG, but I don't really be on it. It's also the NYC CEO as well. My business line is also 347-927-8133. That is 347-927-8133.
And if you missed that, I'm going to remind everyone, you can always go back and listen to all the shows. Come back and go back and listen to the episode that says "Like I Do It Wild." Rob, the NYCEO. You click that
Thank
one.
You
go all the way to the end of it, and then it's going to tell you, it's going to remind you how to add it on Facebook and the business line. That way you're like, man, I forgot the pen and paper. We got you. You go back and you go back and listen.
Thank you, brother, man.
We
I always appreciate your time.
For the people who don't, you know, I forgot to write it down. We looked out for you ahead of time.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening in on my man, Seti J. Dusk. We appreciate you all. Thank you very much. I appreciate
no
y'all
problem,
having me.
Man.
All right. It's always a pleasure, brother. We'll continue to keep showing the love, you know, and trying to uplift people's spirits and energy, you know, try and bring them along.
Right.
Everybody needs an answer, right?
An answer, and they not just an answer, but once you get the answer, that's when they need to start developing a plan. Bam.
That's right. That's right. An action plan. Yep, that's the action word.
A consistent action plan. That'd be more honed in.
Thank you. All right, man. You the man, Sadie. We'll talk, brother.
All right.
All right, now you enjoy your evening.
People, you know, but y'all tell you, you never know if you're going to come to the show. We always throw something at you, because we're going to make sure we're going to make you laugh. We're going to give you some good info. You know, we're going to give you some stuff that's going to later on get you turned up in other areas, you know what I mean? You never know what you're going to get when you come to the show. That's why the show has over almost 4.3 million people that listen to the show. whether it's live or archived. And I appreciate each and last one of you to listen as much as you do. I really appreciate it. And reminder, you can always listen to all the shows at blogtalkradio.com/CEDDJ. That's CEDDYJ. That's the letter J. And that will allow you to listen to all the shows. And no, if you don't have the show from there, we even have apps that we're syndicated at other places such as Stitcher. Look for Dust Fire Radio Network on Stitcher. Listen to all the shows here on the Dust Fire Radio Network. It's on TuneIn Radio app. It's on Aha. It's on Beyond Pod. I mean, we're going to be here forever. I'll be iTunes. It's on iTunes Podcast. You can listen there. There's no way you can listen to the show. We got you covered. So definitely check us out. And on that note, we'll leave you, remind you, we say every show and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Ceddie J. And it's also Wednesday, so what do we tell you every Wednesday? If you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. We out, y'all. Peace.